Well, you're the director of education, technology, and communications. That's a pretty big umbrella. So you cover just about everything. So this is going to be fascinating. Again, here we are in semester number two. What did we learn in semester one that we're trying to either get better, or what are our goals set for the spring semester here in 2023?
I mean, I think the first semester was a really great semester with a lot of stuff going on. As we roll into the second semester, you know, we all feel kind of good as members of our MCCSC community, and we're just excited for some of the new events we have coming up and the ways we're celebrating our community and all of the things that we're doing. So I think spring semester is always really fun. I was a teacher for a while, a principal for a while, and it's like you've gotten into the groove and you know what it means to be in school and what you're doing, and it's just a fun time.
Does the stop and start of January, you know, we come back, then we have a holiday, then we shift and do all that, but usually it's not 54 degrees and nice outside, so everybody can go get the bugs out a little bit.
Isn't that the way it is? Yesterday was your last day of the three-day weekend, was rainy and cold, and today it's beautiful and you're back in the classroom, right?
So it's not fair.
That's the way it goes.
But again, not fair. We're not shoveling it. That's the other good news. How do we deal with snow days now? That's probably the most common question I get, and I try to bring it up almost every week when we talk to folks from the MCCSE, because it's not the same, and is there a hard and fast rule about what's going to be an e-learning day? What if I forget my iPad? It just seems like there's always this kind of hesitance of what are we going to do?
I think pretty much we're going to do an e-learning day. I mean, we have the ability to do it. We have Canvas, and kids know how to get on it, and families pretty much know. We've tried to send out information and have stuff on our website if it's something you're not familiar with, and always reach out to your teacher as your first source. But, you know, by and large, most of the time we're going to have an e-learning day, and kids should go on. They should check in with their teachers, check in their Canvas classes. Their parents all have accounts that they can look at that stuff too, and be prepared to kind of, keep in touch and do your learning on that day and manage that. And in that way, then, you know, we don't get our summer extended. We're not here making up days or anything like that. So it's always an advantage. And we're really set up to do that. Students have their devices. We're one-to-one, something we're really proud of, that, you know, every student in our district has a learning device that they can learn on. Our teachers are well-positioned to be able to provide content online. We so much love it when we're together in person, but we have the ability to just kind of keep in touch and keep learning on those days off or those e-learning days as well. So by and large, if school is not in session because of the weather or the roads conditions, we're going to have an e-learning day. Plan on starting your day when you normally would by checking in on your computer, you know, checking your Canvas course. Your teacher will have posted something there. There'll be a link for you to join a little meeting, check in. They'll let you know what to do. You will be online some on that day, synchronously with your teacher, you know, live with your teacher there telling you and connecting with you and your classmates. And there might be some times where you're independently working where they say, hey, you know, go read for 20 minutes, come back, we'll talk about the book in a little bit, or different things, like obviously what's appropriate for your grade level and your age.
The result, the reward, the carrot for all of this is not being in school in June. Is that as simple as that?
It's as simple as that, right?
And who wants to be in school in June? That's right. We want sunny. We don't mind being in school when it's 45 and raining, but when it's 77 and sunshine, that's a little bit tougher to do. Yeah. So you have to think of it that way. Yeah, it's snowing and
we
nasty outside.
We expect to be in there those days.
That's
absolutely
it. Get them checked off. I don't know who came up with this magic number of 180, but that's what we have to do. And so that's how we're going to get it done. Alexis Harmon is our guest, the Director of Education, Technology, and Communications with the MCCSE. Well, when we talked in August, I know one of the things we had on our agenda was making sure that everybody knew about the referendum. We knew that passed in November. How helpful has that been? I know that was in the budget. Now we're executing all those great ideas. Everybody's excited that's the case.
Absolutely. We're so grateful to our community for supporting us, supporting our teachers, knowing the hard work that all of our employees and staff do, and that we're able to kind of pass that on through, you know, an increase in teacher salary, an increase in employee hourly wages, and, you know, additional funding for important programs, special education programming, fine arts programming, all of those things that we're able to offer an excellent education to our students. And having the support of our community to continue to do what we do is just so important, and we're so grateful for it.
Now, we've turned for home, and I don't want to say that, you know, the semester's ending next week. Heck, we've only been in for how many days? I don't even want to count. We know that, what's the next, break is President's Day? Is that, is there some, or do we go all the way to spring break now? Is that?
No, you're right. You're right on. The next break is President's Day, February 20th.
Mm-hmm. For their sake, not for mine, for their sake. You get a little break there before you go. But we're always looking at what's coming up around the corner. Dr. Hauswald talks about it all the time. We just finished this. Now we're getting ready for this next budget and everything else. It's not really different with the education as well. Seventh and eighth graders have one eye on what they're going to be doing next year. And even the kindergartners may be moving into primary school or whatever it's going to be. How important is the transition for those to get going? Where do you start with that? And what's kind of the guidance you provide, whether you're going from middle school to high school, or if you're going to go to the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, you can tell me a little bit about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As I was the principal of the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship as well before I was in this position. So first, before I really dive into it, thinking about our youngest learners, kindergarten enrollment starts February 1st. People can go online, enroll their students, and they'll start seeing. And then on Thursday, February 9th at 6 o'clock at all elementary schools, there are kindergarten open houses. So if you have a student who's going to start kindergarten, those open houses are on Thursday, February 9th. Every single elementary school. So you can go on, find where your districted school is, visit them at 6 p.m. You'll get to tour the school and learn a lot about the different programs and opportunities. And you can even register there that day as well, or you can begin registration as early as February 1st. But then again, for our middle schoolers, our eighth graders who are transitioning to high school and thinking about that transition and what they want to do, all of our high schools have open house events for families and parents where the eighth graders can come in, visit the desired school, get an introduction and an overview of all of those. Administrators make presentations, counselors talk about, and you can really see the unique opportunities that each of our high schools have to offer. Bloomington North had theirs last week. South is tomorrow at 7 p.m. The Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship is next Wednesday, January 25th at 6 p.m. And you can really see, what do you get different if you go to the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship instead of North and South? And then, of course, as well, another option in our district is Bloomington Graduation School, and their open house will be March 7th, Tuesday, March 7th at 6 p.m. We encourage eighth graders, go and see them all if you want, and see and compare and see what's different about South, what's different about the Academy, what's different about Bloomington Graduation School, what's different at North, and what's the right fit for you as you think about the kinds of things you're interested in and you want to make sure you do for your high school experience.
I think that's interesting you bring that up, because I don't know if people believe, or maybe incorrectly, that they're pigeonholed, that they have to go where they live. How does that work out? Does it matter where you reside in Bloomington if you want to go to the academy or if you want to go to the graduation school? We know there's districts for the high schools, obviously, but how do these other ones work?
Yeah, so there's districts for North or South, but otherwise, if you want to go to the Academy or Bloomington Graduation School, or what we call BGS, this shortened version,
I like it.
There's an application process, and you just choose. You apply, and certainly you can apply and have a further conversation with the school and continue to go, but then you apply, and assuming that you're admitted to go to that school, if it's a good fit for you and your family and you decide to continue, then there's transportation. So if you live in North District, you take a bus to, if you want, and your parent isn't going to drive or you're not a driver, you take a bus to North or you take a bus to South, then a bus picks you up from there and transports you to either the Academy or BGS.
So, yeah, so don't think you're ever trapped, right? You're not trapped. We can help.
Right, you can help. And they all have their unique opportunities that they offer, Bloomington Graduation School and the Academy. Their Academy is a project-based learning school that's seeking early college endorsement, so those might be some things you're interested in. Go and see what they have to offer.
Are those tuition-based programs, or are they just part of the regular good old taxpayer dollars?
They are part of the regular old good thing. No tuition. It's free. It's available. It's open. Any of our students, and actually students outside of MCCSE, can choose to come as well.
Very, very interesting. So that gives you options. And we don't want people to feel like they don't have any options. You do. You have plenty of them. Explore them all. Alexis Harmon is telling us all about them. She's the Director of Education, Technology, and Communications for the corporation. And speaking of coming up on a little bit later this month, I'm just going to read the headline. and you can fill in the details because I can tell this is way over my pay grade. Middle school high ability classes. Well, that was something I didn't worry about when I was in middle school, but I'm guessing we can help get folks moving up the ladder. Tell me how.
Yeah, so both, you know, there's what we call our accelerated
or moving up
learning.
The mountain. I got that all screwed up. It says Alps right there. Oh, geez. See, you left me an opportunity, and I screwed it all up.
Yeah, Alps. So it's accelerated learning program for students, and there's middle school Alps programs for language arts and as well. And you can apply for that. You can take those classes, give yourself an extra challenge, and continue to engage in your education. And also, those students in the elementary schools will have that coming up as well, coming soon, to see if they would like to partake in the Alps program as well.
Yeah, that information meeting will be next Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 at the very lovely Tri-North brand new middle school. And again, that meeting is open to anybody looking for high ability identification and services. What do we mean by identification, Alexis? Is this someone that is maybe doesn't test well that we're just finding out, or somebody that's blossomed academically? Who are we looking for here?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good way of saying it. Academic blossomed academically differently. Like, you know, we all develop in our own ways, and we hit those natural strides at different times, and we might just want to take something on. And we always look at kind of a multifaceted way of identifying a student for those things. So, yes, there's, you know, we give an assessment to kind of see where a student is and the skills and the knowledge that they have, but there's lots of other things that go into that. One, a student's desire to do and engage in the family, you know, if you want to take that on, we might take that. We take that into consideration. We take in teacher recommendations if we see that potential for a student to really take on that additional challenge and rigor. So all of those pieces come together: student desire, teacher recommendation, you know, where you are and the skills that you've acquired, and what you're ready and prepared to do. And we want to make sure that we're putting you in the place that you want to be, that you think is a good fit for you, and that we feel like you're ready to learn and you're going to excel.
And exactly, there is a way to sign up for all this. If you head to the mccse.edu page, you'll be able to see where you can click and fill this out and do all that and get the referral and a writing sample and all the fun stuff that goes along with that. My daughter is in seventh grade, and she was showing me her math assignment the other night and had letters in it. And I said, well, hey. That's when math started turning south for me. So I just kind of gave her the palms up and said, hey, you need some help, we'll get you some help. But that's not going to be probably me or your mother in the math department there. I know Dr. Hoswell would get mad at me if I did not bring up 100 Cooks Who Care. Yesterday, I had the great pleasure of speaking with Cirilla Helm and Scott Shishman from ONB. Cirilla, obviously, from the foundation of the Monroe County School Corporation. 100 Cooks Who Care. We want to make sure that everybody's aware of that. That's coming up at the end of February, but there's plenty to get involved with before that happens. And you guys are one of the, well, Monroe County Community Schools is going to benefit from this one way or another.
It's true. They still need shelves, and we want to pick the top shelf, and we want to be the benefiting organization. So you can sign up at, you know, the Bloomington100CooksWhoCare.com, and it's Saturday, February 25th at 6 p.m. at the Monroe County Convention Center, and all the proceeds can go to benefit the foundation of Monroe County Community Schools and the Wonder Lab.
Yeah,
well,
it's two pretty big pieces of our community. Now, communications and technology and all that fun stuff goes on there. The technology piece, there it is right there. I call for technology, I get technology. That was brilliant. How did you do that? what's next on the radar? What should parents be looking at? Heck, we don't know if we should be watching TikTok or banning TikTok or whatever it goes with this. We know everybody's iPad comes home. How is that? It's so important that we can use the technology in our advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tool, right? It helps us do the jobs that we want to do better and more thoroughly or efficiently, or, you know, in ways that we want to engage in our world. But we have to know how to use it well as well.
And again, the better we get at this, everybody gets better at it, for sure. All right. Have I missed anything? I know you're going to dedicate the new transportation building. Is that you with the big scissors? Who gets to cut the ribbon there?
I don't get to cut the ribbon. I think they save that for, you know.
It's Oswald, isn't it? It's always
Dr.
Oswald.
Probably the director of transportation as well. Maybe they'll each have a pair of scissors, but that's coming up. That dedication of that. We'll also soon be doing the Tri-North Gymnasium dedication for Coach Bodie on Wednesday.
I heard about
tomorrow,
that over
January
the weekend.
18th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's tomorrow.
6:30.
Very
at the
cool.
Halftime of the school's basketball game against Jackson Creek. So that'll be kind of an exciting time as well, speaking of dedications. We have our fourth grade Maker Challenge coming up this Thursday as well from 6 to 7 in Bloomington High School South Auditorium. If you want to come see all of the fourth graders, they're really kind of just creative and fun, these Maker Challenges. They had a problem they were supposed to solve, and they came up with a solution and a way of solving it. It was all focused on environmental impact and improving the environment around them. So that was pretty cool. And then at the end of the month, January 28th, we have a robotics competition at Binford Elementary, 9:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock, a robotics competition of our students who, all our elementary students will be competing. So that'll be very exciting as well.
You need more than 24 hours in the day, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
How can you, have you cloned yourself yet? How can you be in all these places at one time? Well, fantastic job as always, Alexis. It's great talking with you again. Exciting. Why? Well, the sun's out. The second semester's up and running, and we have all these great opportunities to see our kids flourish here locally. And if people need more information, where's the easiest place to get it?
You always can go straight to our website at www.mccsc.edu.